Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost is those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. We're going to kick it off with Brenda. Hi, Brenda. Welcome to the show. Hello, Brenda. You with us?
Oh, yes. My apologies.
Having a hard time hearing you, Brenda.
Can you hear me better now?
I sure can.
I can. I've been in my family about 3 months ago and had some surgery. And when he went back a month ago, he came back with a small ulcer about the size of a quarter. A lot of pus. He's quite healthy, to be honest with you, but...
Hey, Brenda, we're having a hard time hearing you. Can you speak closer into the microphone there?
Can you hear me better now?
Yeah,
well,
go ahead.
Okay, he's GI. And they went back down with him a month ago and found a size of an ulcer, about the size of a quarter. He's grudgingly healthy, but I would like to know what we can do.
Yeah, we're gonna have to just cut that call just because the phone connection is really tough. It's very hard to hear, but I believe you're talking about your husband dealing with an ulcer, and there's a couple of things. There's several questions I'd want to ask you, and it just depends on what kind of ulcer he has. A lot of times ulcers can be a root cause of the H. pylori bacteria. And there's a simple stool sample test that they can do. There is a blood test, but the stool sample is actually better. And so I would have your doctor, your PCP, actually check that out and just see if that's a possibility, if that's something that's going on. And that would be a good answer with what might be triggering it. Now, eating habits play a big role. And so alkaline foods, like I'm drinking a green drink right now, and when you make your body more alkaline, eating a lot of fruits and vegetables, green drinks are a good way to do that. If you can't get enough fruits and vegetables in during the day, and you can mix it up in a powder, there's more about that on my website. But the alkalinity will help heal the digestive tract. But it depends on the kind of ulcer that it is. And I would have the doctor do a sample for the H. pylori. It'd be a smart move. Is it something they can easily do? They'll educate you on all of that. Non-inflammatory foods are always important, too, that you might want to look into. So, like in my book, Empowering Your Health, I've got all the foods that create inflammation in the body and the ones that we found that really help reduce inflammation in the digestive tract. So if he eats the wrong kind of foods over and over again, combined with a lot of emotional stress, maybe physical stress, work stress, over long periods of time, it's very easy for that to form. But there's a lot of other factors that can play, and that's why seeing if there's that bacteria in there, which actually is pretty common. The H. pylori bacteria we're seeing more and more as a little culprit for dealing with some of this. So I know he doesn't feel good, and I know you're concerned about him, so... You know, putting those two together, I think, would be helpful. But maybe get the test done. If you want, you can call me back here on the show. Hopefully, I'll hear back from you, and we can kind of go from there. But that's always your first step, is to go and have that test done and then see how his body, you know, coming up with a game plan from there. Because if the ulcer itself depends on what kind it is, into the direction you go. And if you don't want to go down the traditional medical route, you definitely need to go down that route first, get all the testing done. And then maybe you can go to, like, say, if you're comfortable with it and you want to go to, like, a naturopathic physician or more of a dietitian or nutritionist and let them kind of guide you on eating habits, now that might be a good way, too. So there's options, but the testing is so important first because then you know exactly what you're dealing with, and it takes all the guessing out of it, okay? Keep me posted. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. And check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. Eating antioxidants, they're saying, can lower pancreatic cancer risk, potentially. So antioxidants, your vitamin A, E, C, all your polyphenols that you get out of fruits and vegetables, all your antioxidants reduce oxidation in the body. I know that means nothing probably, but when oxygen is released, and then, of course, excess of it can cause breakdown of the cells. Free radicals can cause damaging to the cells. So the antioxidants actually keep that from happening. And so that's why they've been so important. So the vitamin E, vitamin C, even selenium is good. But they're found in research. Now there's a new study that people whose diets were higher in these amounts of foods loaded with the antioxidants were two-thirds less likely to develop pancreatic cancer when compared to people who had the least amount of these nutrients in their diet. And just so you know, pancreatic cancer is the one that is extremely aggressive. It's the one you don't want. And literally, I mean, it can take you out in a matter of weeks once the diagnosis is made. It's just amazing. But so the study was published online in the journal called Gut. And antioxidants are vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients, just so you know, that protect the cells from the damage of these free radicals. And so they found its association is causal, but antioxidants may help prevent as many as 1 in 12 cases of pancreatic cancer. The American Cancer Society estimates that about 43,000 people will be diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in 2012. That's a lot. About 37,000 people will die from the disease. So, see what I mean? I mean, 43,000 diagnosed, 37,000 will die this year. Happens quick. So researchers analyzed the 7-day food diaries of more than 23,000 people aged 40 to 74. 49 people developed pancreatic cancer within 10 years of entering the study. The researchers compared diets among the people diagnosed with pancreatic cancer to those of nearly 4,000 people without pancreatic cancer. So they did know for sure that people who ate more selenium were 50% less likely to develop pancreatic cancer compared to those who ate least amounts of selenium-rich foods. And those who had vitamin C, vitamin E, and selenium were in the top 75% of not getting it. So the vitamin C and vitamin E add a little bit of help, but it's mostly the selenium. Where does selenium come from? A lot of great foods out there. So your legumes, your chickpeas, all your peas that contain selenium, the nuts, almonds and walnuts, cashews, peanuts, all the organic nuts, of course, are full of selenium. Your fruits and vegetables, as long as you get loaded up with those, you're going to get plenty of selenium as well. So good stuff and good research based on some natural approaches to help the body be supported. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Questions about your health? Clint in Tulsa, Oklahoma, said, I've been diagnosed with hypothyroidism. If you eat too much of that, they have certain goitrogens that will go in and slow down the thyroid function. And that is true, but you have to eat a ton of it. So eating broccoli every day is not going to cause your thyroid to slow down. You just don't want to eat a big bucket of it 5 times a day. So it would take a lot. Just know that there's some of those in there that can cause some of that. All right? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. And I want to send one more tip on hypothyroidism. If your doctor has you on medication, especially Synthroid or Levothyroxine, nothing wrong with that. But if you wanted to go with a natural approach, there is a medication out there called Armor. And some doctors like to use it, some doctors don't. But you might want to ask your doctor about it and see if they're comfortable with it. It's just an option that's out there if you have to stay on the medication. We'll be right back.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about H2O Minerals, who've been servicing West Columbia, South Carolina for over 9 years and nationwide. These guys are dedicated to producing the best healthy supplementation on the market today. With a state-of-the-art facility that gives you the best choices, they currently have 21 individual minerals and several specialty blends. The elements used to make H2O Minerals are 99% or better. For example, their calcium, magnesium, zinc, or copper are 99% pure. store, H2O Minerals also offers their own line of high-potency liquid vitamins. Call H2O Minerals by 1-877-MINERALS. That's 1-877-646-3725. Or visit online, CompleteH2OMinerals.com. Sign up for the email list and get monthly specials. When you want the best in healthy choices, turn to H2O Minerals, 1-877-646-3725, or CompleteH2OMinerals.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
are open, 888-287-7272. Now, if you got questions, you hear me talking about all these different supplements and different products and whatnot, you can go to my website, getwellradio.com. Check it out there. All the information's there. Any questions you have should be able to be answered there. I really have all the information down. So getwellradio.com, check it out right there. Let's go to Donald now. Hi, Donald. Welcome to the show.
Hello, doctor. Are you there?
I am here, sir.
Okay, good. How are you?
I'm living well.
Good. I'm calling about my wife. She has some problems with her spine, and very painful. And about every 6 months, she has to take a very strong steroid shot into her spine on the lower part of the back. And I was just wondering, is there some concerns about that for as far as immune system and just what will that do to the body over the long term? She takes them about every 6 months and has took them probably for the last couple of years.
Yeah, that's why they only give it to her for say every 6 months. You can only do a couple a year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and over time, well, two things. One, yes, it's going to help with the pain, but it's not correcting anything. You realize that. It's just putting a Band-Aid over it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and so the tissue, everything from the disc and the spine to the supportive tissue around that will be broken down even more. But it's pretty much standard of care when somebody's in pain outside of having surgery. So it's not that they're doing anything wrong. They're doing what we all would do. I mean, it's what is considered standard of care in medicine. So, I mean, that's at this point, they're probably just doing that. And then, and is she overweight at all?
No, she's not. Well, I was going to ask a question. I lost my track. So
that's okay. It's all right. I would, if you're looking at things that can help her, her eating habits are going to be really important because she's got a lot of inflammation in the body. Now, this is not something that's going to just fix everything, but it can always help. So anytime you've got an inflammatory response where you're having to take steroid shots or at any level, you got to look at how the person, you know, their normal diet and their kind of everyday lifestyle habits, what they are. I mean, if she eats really, really good, then that's a different story. But if she's eating a bunch of things like cereal and sandwiches and drinks milk and you know, these sorts of things on a regular basis, eating, you know, some fatty foods on a regular basis, you know, sugar at all, then, you know, whether she's overweight or not, the choices of these foods create a lot of inflammation in the body. She may have food allergies, she may have sensitivities, there may be a lot of things going on. So I know you're calling for her just to get some general information, but her eating habits probably will be a big piece. If she doesn't have maybe a dietitian or someone that she can work with, it may be worth getting, you know, some form of provider to help her kind of do that. Do you monitor what she eats? I guess you guys probably eat together, but maybe not always. Does she have a pretty good diet?
Sometimes it gets sort of sparse.
Yeah, that's what.
She just a lot of times she won't have an appetite, which is not, you know, you still have to eat, but you know, it cuts down on what you really want to eat, I guess, and what you can.
Does she drink a lot of sodas or fruit juices and that sort of thing?
Coffee. But what my question was, do you know of any immune system reactions that might affect?
Immune system meaning that can help that?
It seems like that there's always like some small malady that will pop up every day, and I just wondered if maybe that might, because, you know, her immunity was down maybe from the shots or something, and might.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Well, it could be. I mean, again, if they've done blood testing on her and ran the test, they're going to know if she has any unstable portion of her immune system. Like if she has an autoimmune condition, they probably already checked for that. And so you would know that for sure, like rheumatoid arthritis or something of that nature. So probably not, unless they told you that, and unless she's been formally diagnosed with it. But as far as the immune system goes overall, better eating habits are going to be important because that's what makes the immune system strong. And if she hasn't had, which now this is a possibility, if she hasn't had a blood test done for her vitamin D levels, maybe get that checked and talk to the doctors about that because vitamin D is, you know, it's really important. And if it's for a condition like hers, if it's really low, that could explain a lot of why she feels the way she feels. You might want to have that checked out, and the doctors can easily do that. One piece I would throw at you, there is a company that has a kind of a natural anti-inflammatory called Amino Active. I talk about them here on the show. The product is really, really good, and it's Amino Active, A-C-T-I-V, is the website at the end. There's no E on the end of it. But you might want to check them out just because they have really good products. They make them, they're whole food based, high quality, and you might want to look into that just because for pain relief and anti-inflammatory type situations, and not to replace anything that her doctor's doing, but maybe you want to tell her doctor about it and see if you get his blessing on it because, you know, with whatever treatments that he has her doing outside of that, you want to make sure everything is copacetic and everybody's happy. But that is a good supplement from a product perspective that's out there that a lot of people have said have had really good results with. So you may want to check into that, okay? But the biggest thing is thanks for calling in for her because it shows your care and concern for her, and I know you want her to feel better. I know probably seeing her every day not feeling good has got to weigh on you because you want her to live healthy and have a good life. So we're here for you. You can always give us a call. 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's good news. The reason that's good news is because if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, which so many of us have, then you can make some radical changes in your life and you can go to the next level with your health and your life and don't have to wait for anybody else. You can take charge of you so that you can be healthy and be full of vitality and energy, not only for your own life, but your kids, your friends, your family members, your coworkers, and your loved ones. We'll be right back. Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Oklahoma reminds us there are many kinds of storms in our lives. Nature regularly sends us destructive storms. 24 hours before a storm strikes, people panic. It would be wise to prepare ahead of the panic curve. The food price storm from drought and livestock problems is forecast to hit ridiculous heights by the end of the summer. Wonder if there'll really be a problem? eFoods Direct has a plan to maximize your food dollar and guarantee you'll be glad you ordered food. Until July 10th, buy three of any food item and receive the fourth one free with free shipping. The guarantee. After September 20th, when you've seen what happened with food prices and shortages, if you're not glad you ordered food, return the food unopened for a full refund. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. Your peace of mind guarantee. eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or 800-409-5633.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. Now, of course, we know it's a little bit hot outside, just a little bit, a little hot. And so I want to talk to you about some of the worst summer exercise mistakes that people make so you don't have to make them. Learn from others. Number one, drinking coffee before you run. Okay, drinking Java always feels good, tastes good, I'm sure. And it gives you a little perk up, but in the summer months, of course, the caffeine will act as a diuretic, which causes you to lose water. So not only will you be sweating and perspiring with it being hot outside and humid, depending on where you live, but of course, you're going to dehydrate very, very quickly. And so you're going to hurt your performance. Even though you might get the mental lift and get charged, your physical performance is going to suffer. And so there's a study published in the Journal of Medicine, Science, and Sports and Exercise that found that cooling your body before a run could enhance performance. So people who drink ice-cold slushy or ice-cold drinks, I don't recommend drinking a slushy, before working out or in the heat, were able to run longer and felt less exhausted than those who just drank room temperature water. So you might want to think about that, getting a cold drink in before you run, so it actually helps regulate the body temperature. That can help performance, they're saying. Wearing too loose of clothing can be an issue. No one wants to feel like their legs are stuck in spandex, but sprinting around with flapping shorts can increase your chances of chafing. and add the summer sweat to that and mix, and you'll exacerbate the burn. So if you're prone to chafing, invest in a Body Glide or petroleum jelly and try wearing spandex underneath your running shorts. Chris Travers, who's an exercise physiologist at the Cleveland Clinic, made these recommendations, and he said when picking out a pair, you don't want the fit to be too light or too loose. It's just, you know, right in the middle. Just to be careful of the chafing. So, not eating after a workout. So, when it's hot as blazes, you may find your cravings for heavy, filling foods may fall by the wayside, but appetite-curbing power of the heat cold is true after a workout, too. Study in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition found that people who worked out in hotter temperatures above 97 degrees Fahrenheit ate 300 fewer calories than the next meal than those who exercised in the cooler temperatures around 77 degrees Fahrenheit. While cutting back on the calories isn't necessarily a bad thing, be mindful to refuel properly after a workout. You need a snack with carbs and protein within 30 minutes after your workout to replenish glycogen, which is kind of your quick energy stores. And let me just explain that to you. By the way, this was recommended by Chris Moore, who's a PhD and a registered dietitian of Moore Results in Louisville, Kentucky. You need the calories to rehydrate your body. It's called bracketing, and it's a concept in bodybuilding that's been around for a long time, and now they're really applying it to any type of sport of any kind. And it's where you get a whey protein. You want a hormone-free, antibiotic-free whey protein, which is just incredible for you. I'm actually having some with me right now, and the whey protein shake is very good. You do that about 30 minutes before a workout, and you can have also maybe an orange. I actually am not a big banana fan because they're high in sugar. However, before a workout, they do contain fiber in them, and with the protein that you get in there, they're both rapidly absorbing into the bloodstream. And so you can do a whey protein shake of about, depending on if you're a guy or a girl. If you're a guy, about 40 to 45 grams. A girl, you can do about 20 to 25 grams and maybe half a banana. 30 minutes before you work out, don't drink a lot of water. And because you'll slow down the digestion. The protein shake's already going to have enough in it. And then you do the same thing after a workout. So right after a workout, your glycogen stores, which is that quick energy, kind of fills the muscle back up, is down. And so there's literally a 30-minute window. And I'm telling you, there's been study after this has been going on for 10 years of research on this. And they have definitely concluded there's a short 30-minute window from the last set you do or the last step you take in a jog. You have 30 minutes to replenish, and your recovery time will be increased by, I don't think it's like 100% more or something like that. And you might want to consider things like L-glutamine. L-glutamine is an amino acid that helps your body recover. And creatine is a little concerning, they say, but now through the research and all that, usually 5 grams is what's typically recommended in the research studies. So you might want to look into that as well. So, again, recovering from your workout, very important, and that protein and carbohydrates, I can't tell you how important it is. It'll make you have higher energy levels. It'll enable you to not be as sore from a workout. It just does a host of things. It's so important. So to continue on, just these are all the top things that you want to be careful with in the summer, the mistakes, I guess, of exercising in the heat. So number one, just to recap, you don't want to drink coffee before you run. You'll dehydrate yourself. Number two, don't wear too loose of clothing because it can cause chafing and issues within the inside of the thighs and the skin. Not eating after a workout. You want to make sure you eat just a little bit before and after. It's called bracketing, and that puts the good stuff back in the body, helps rehydrate the body, and helps the muscle tissue rebuild and the carbohydrate stores rebuild. Forgetting to hydrate at the pool, so playing in the water is not the same as drinking it. So because swimmers are in the water, they feel like they're around water all day long. They don't need to drink it. But says the USA Swimming National Committee for Safety Education, that said when you can feel your sweat, your body misses its cue to hydrate. Plus, water transfers heat more quickly than the air, so swimming in warm water makes it harder for you to dissipate heat produced. And in essence, you need more water. So make sure to stay hydrated when you're swimming. Only drinking water during your workout. A lot of people just drink it when they work out. But at the end of the day, you need to be drinking water all day long. Not just 8 glasses, but half your body weight in ounces of water. So, and also, they said that going shirtless is a little bit challenging too. Now, I know, guys, you may want to get out, bust it out, and take the shirt off at the pool or whatever. But here's the deal. If you're running and jogging, see a lot of people jogging and their shirts off or whatever. When you're sweating buckets, it sure feels a lot nicer than the loose cotton to lose the cotton shirt. But you're also putting yourself at a greater risk for sun damage. Whether your shirt is on or off, make sure you apply at least 1 ounce of sunscreen on the exposed parts. This is by the American Academy of Dermatology. You can also use as an option, they say use SPF 30 or higher. Just remember that once you get above 30, it really doesn't matter. But that's a whole different story. Coconut oil actually works really good as well. It's a natural kind of sunscreen. There are organic sunscreens out there that don't have all the chemicals in them. So if you're going to do it, which I am a proponent of sunscreen myself personally, you keep your vitamin D levels up, but you also got to keep your astaxanthin. That is a potent antioxidant that we found that protects against skin damage, but also protects free radicals within the body. So it's a phenomenal supplement, really a wonder nutrient. Again, more of that information is at my website, getwellradio.com. But there's some tips that'll help when you're working out in the summer heat. So if you like to get out and jog and all that, just pay attention to some of that, and it can make a big difference in your health and your life. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. With questions about your health, we're going to go to Lauren. Hi, Lauren. Welcome to the show. Lauren, you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. How can I help, darling?
Well, I was calling because I need some tips. I started a job last year in July where I travel pretty much every week. I usually leave Monday. I come home Thursday night. This week, I'm going to be going home Friday. And in a year's time, I've gained about 18 pounds. And
uh-oh.
Before I had this job, I exercised just about every day. Sometimes I skipped Saturday and Sunday, but I ran 3 miles every day and ate really healthy and was really comfortable in my weight and comfortable in my body. And I'm still not, I'm not overweight, but I don't feel comfortable. I don't feel like myself. And with my job, I eat out 3 meals a day every week. And that's just, it's something that I'm not used to. And in a year's time, it's really added up. And I've tried to make smart choices. A lot of times if I'm in a town that has a Whole Foods or something like that, I'll try to go get snacks or, you know, something to eat for dinner there instead of a restaurant. But even if I do that for dinner, at lunch, I'm taking someone else to lunch every day. And anyway, it's just adding up. And I've been fighting to try to lose this weight, and absolutely nothing is helping. I've lost about 5 pounds, which is not even a dent in 18. And I just really need some tips. I need to know what to do because it just it feels really uncomfortable to feel like I'm in someone else's body.
No, I understand. So what is your job? What are you doing now?
Well, I'm in sales, and I train distributors on selling my product.
Okay. So you travel quite a bit?
I have four states. Always going, yeah.
Okay. And are you still exercising like you were, or no?
No, not at all.
Why?
You know, a lot of times my day starts so early, and by the time I get back to my hotel and catch up on my emails and paperwork, you know, by that time it's 8 o'clock, and then I'm just exhausted, and I just want to go to bed. Ouch.
I mean, really? And I know it's tough because you're working hard, but it's about creating new habits. You see what I mean? I mean, I know it feels like, and there's no way I'm being lazy. I'm busting my butt. I'm driving all over the place. I'm working hard. But see, the reality is, it's just a new habit. The reason you were doing great before this job is because you could get up and go exercise. I mean, when did you work out before? Like in the afternoons, like 3 or 4, had a good normal work day and then had your routine down?
I'll get done at five and then go work out and then, you know.
And eat a good healthy dinner and chill out. And see, there's, let me do this. Let me go into this break and I'm going to explain a couple things to you. And I don't say you're lazy like I'm knocking you. It's just new habits, and it's creating a new mindset for it. Let me get into a couple of things on physiology about why your body's doing this, and I think it'll help shift your mind about what to do, okay? Because I actually went through this myself. I'll be right back.
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on this show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Is the phone number. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Welcome back to the show. Talking with Lauren. Lauren has gained about 18 pounds. She's always been avid in exercising, eating healthy, taking care of herself, has kind of pursued a new career, new job, and is now working many hours during the day, traveling a lot, eating out a lot, which can make you gain weight. But we were talking about just when your exercise protocols are, and you really just kind of have abandoned that because life has been kind of crazy. So you've started this job, you get going in the morning about 8 o'clock, and you go to about 8 o'clock at night. And so it's go, 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 go all day, right? And there's hardly any time for anything except relationships and sales and building relationships and all that sort of thing. So, and it takes a lot out of you energy wise. I mean, mentally, you're exhausted, right? At the end of the day.
Definitely.
Okay. So the thing that gets me is that I'm like, are you exercising? You're like, not really. And you don't get started until about 8 o'clock. And that's what I was saying. I was like, you know what? It's early and you're already giving me excuses. And that's what I'm saying. It's like, if you want something bad enough, you'll find time. Right? I mean, don't you agree with that? I mean, you're right now, you're working hard. Why? Why do you work so many hours during the day? What's the reason behind it?
Well, I mean, I'm still new at my job. I'm one of the youngest people in my company and just trying to, you know, make sure I get everything done. And
prove yourself to the company that you got what it takes?
Yeah.
And be successful and hit your numbers and make an impact? Because, you're the young buck, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. By, like, 20 years.
Okay. And so what is your age now? What are you, 20 what?
20, no, I'm 27.
Okay. So you're 27, and so you're used to your early 20s lifestyle. The early 20s lifestyle is when you come out of college, which means, you know, maybe you get your job out of school and you still kind of go work your 9 to 5, maybe 9 to 4, whatever, and you work out in the afternoons, kind of chill out, and go eat some dinner, hang out with some friends or watch some TV, and then you kind of do it all over again the next day, and it's not that hard. But when you really pick up a career and you start going for it, especially sales, the pace changed a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, it changed a lot. And I've actually lost a lot of weight before in the past. When I graduated college, I had gained a lot of weight just from poor eating habits and, you know, staying up late and eating lots of junk food. And I lost about 35 pounds. It took me about a year and a half after I graduated college. And I guess I'm getting nervous because I don't want that amount to creep back up, and I just feel like it's getting closer and closer and closer.
Yeah, you're halfway there, kind of, right, with 18 pounds. So it's kind of like the brakes are on. You're like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. I'm not letting that come back into my life, right?
Yes. I had my cutoff weight show up the other day, so I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
So if you had the cutoff happen and the light bulb, you know, the kind of the light, red light went off in your head, then when I say, why don't you get up at 5 a.m. to run, you should be like, no problem, done. Because if it was a sales number, a goal from your boss, you'd be like, no problem, I'll get it done. It'll get done. So, see, the reality is, if you want something bad enough, you'll find time to make it happen. And I, from my own life, I got to tell you, in my 20s, before I got into medicine and everything with what I'm doing, especially when I got into media with radio and TV, I worked out in the afternoons, too. It was like I'd go all day long and then just kind of get over to I do more weightlifting and that sort of thing. I just have always been into that. And but now I could never do that. I mean, my schedule, I mean, look at me right now. I'm on the radio. So my nights are taken. My day is taken with with running this company. I've got several companies that I run, and I mean my days. So if I don't, I get up early in the morning. I do radio late, and then I get my hours of sleep, and I'm up. But if I didn't work out first thing in the morning, it would never happen. And trust me, I do not, still to this day, I've been exercising for a long time, I don't want to go into the gym at 6:30 in the morning or 6 in the morning and do squats with, you know, 300 pounds. Who wants to do that? I have to talk my way to the gym. Still to this day, I'll admit it. I mean, there's days I don't want to do it at all. If I'm in a hotel room and I got to go drive to a gym or drive somewhere down the road, I don't want to do that, especially if it's like in a climate where it's freezing cold outside. But I live what I preach. I do, and it's come from a lot of discipline. But you know, I'm a little bit years older than you, but I can tell you I know how it feels. But I can also tell you that if you'll develop the habit now, it'll be priceless later on. You married? Do you have kids? No, you don't, I'm assuming.
No, and that's the thing. I just don't want it to get out of hand now, because I see people that fight their way their whole life, and I don't want that to be me.
Yeah, and I don't want it to be you either. And that's why developing a habit of getting your exercise done, this is what I always say is, you know, you're serving other people all day long, aren't you, in sales?
Yeah.
Your company,
yeah.
You know, customers, that sort of thing. It's okay to be selfish and get up first thing and serve yourself. Because if you take care of yourself, then there's going to be a better you on the inside because you feel good about yourself to give to others. So you'll actually have more to give people if you push yourself to take that time to take care of yourself. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because I don't feel old. I'm not saying I feel old, but I definitely feel different. I mean, I just feel like tired and worn down.
Well, and so here's a couple things. Number one, I would start exercising, doing whatever you do, running, working out early in the morning. Number two, get some blood work done every 6 months. And have them check your cortisol levels, which is a stress hormone, and have them check your thyroid and your regular hormones. Get all that checked with your primary care doctor. Make sure your hormones are staying okay. And follow a good nutrition plan of some kind. My book's called Empowering Your Health. If you want to get a copy of that, learn those eating habits. Because you can do that. You don't have to eat perfect. I mean, you don't have to eat organic and everything on the road. It's very tough to, but you can make good choices. I will tell you, avoid chicken the most. Go more with fish and beef when you're eating out, because there's so many hormones in chickens that can affect your weight negatively, and that's the big difference from eating out and being able to eat at home and control that. Keep me posted how it goes. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have.
Are you a man or woman over the age of 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus is a new all-natural formula that boosts nitric oxide levels, which naturally widens the arteries and improves their elasticity to maintain healthy blood pressure levels and boost libido and sexual performance for men safely and naturally. In fact, both your blood pressure and sexual performance are linked to better blood flow and circulation. Dozens of clinical studies prove it. In fact, all the prescription pills for men's sexual function work by boosting nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus work for thousands of men and women worried about their blood pressure, and for men looking for a boost in libido, better sexual performance in both strength and duration. Call now and try Heart Factors Plus free for 30 days. 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. You only pay a small shipping fee today. You'll see the results or simply don't pay. Call 800-543-6619. 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619.